Senate will please come to order. The members, please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 senators present this morning. Senator Ziegler is excused from the call of the Senate today.
Now may we stand for the invocation.
Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. On this new day, we again lift our hearts to you, asking for direction and guidance in all that we attempt. We pray this morning for all the leaders of our great state. Bless them each one and endow them with the wisdom and the courage to be the type of leaders you would have them to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the journal. Previous
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 36th legislative day and Senate supplement number 52.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the journal for the 36th legislative day and Senate supplement number 52 be approved as certified.
Objection. Journals are certified. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Ray.
Mr. President, as I suppose some of you know, but I'm not sure that everybody knows, this is a little brother, little sister week, or big brother, big sister. And I have, as my little brother, I have the privilege to have Michael Fisher. Michael, with my secretary or my office.
Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. President, in the gallery behind me, it is a great honor to introduce to the body State Senator Clyde Lewis. He's my constituent, and he's down here for the AGC meetings that have been going on and held, and probably some of you saw him last night at the banquet. Senator Lewis.
Senator Lewis, you have the privilege of the floor as a senator if you wish to address us.
Well, I just want to say this. I look forward to my yearly trek down here to see my friends and otherwise in action. Not meeting anyone specifically, of course. But it is a pleasure to get back. I heard some rumors last night that Lewis and Fisher were in league, and not Paul Fisher either. And I would say that's to a degree true. I certainly support Vic's concept of abolishing the Transportation Committee, and I guess, if I may, I'd just like to tell you of an even stranger alliance. A couple of years ago, I went back to Washington, D.C. to oppose the Alaska land lockup that we're all so familiar with. And while I was there, I worked out of Mike Gravel's office and worked very closely with the senator. And I understand that after it was over, he even had some high words of praise for my ability. So politics does make strange bedfellows, and in this case, I guess maybe it has, but if I were down there on the floor, I would urge you to vote for Senator Fisher's bill. And of course, with the knowledge that prudence dictates, you look at it very closely to be sure there's no ringers or hookers in there. But it's nice to be back and see you all, and I thank you for it.
Senator Ray, if you'd like, we can bring your brother to the floor, the 21st seat, from time to time. If stand at ease just for a moment. Please come back to order. Thank you. Are the messages from the governor this morning?
Message of February 10. Dear Senator Fertula, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 289, State Affairs Amended Senate, and act relating to the time for opening the polls on Election Day. Chapter 5, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor.
There are messages from the House this morning.
Message of February 13, the House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill Number 446, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the duty to stop at the direction of a peace officer.
Judiciary.
That is the only new bill from the House.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Are there reports of standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 72, Sexual Assault Investigations, and a majority of the committee recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass with a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Fisher and Hallford. Senator Paul Fisher signed, no recommendation. SSSB 72 has a further referral to finance. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 303, Practice of Social Work and Establishing the Board of Social Workers Examiners, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Do pass with a letter of intent. Senator Josephson and Senator Hallford signed do pass. Senator Paul Fisher and Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SB 303 has a further referral to finance.
Mr. President, I
Senator.
Consent that the letter of intent be spread in the journal.
No objection. Letter 10 is spread on the journal. Legislation now goes to finance.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 312, creating the Office of Public Advocacy, and the Finance Committee recommends the Judiciary Committee substitute do pass the new fiscal note. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, and Ferguson. Senate Bill 312 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 377, repealing the termination date of an act giving the Supreme Court authority over court facilities. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Josephson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher signed do pass. Senators Mulcahy and Ferguson signed no recommendation. SB 377 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill Number 385, Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Paul Fisher, and Josephson. Senate Bill 385 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 408, making supplemental appropriations to the Alaska court system, and recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Ziegler, Pettyjohn, and Eliason. SB 408 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 410, repealing certain accounts, funds, and dedications of state revenue, and the majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler and Senator Pettyjohn. Senator Eliason signed no recommendation. SB 410 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 420, appropriations to the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer grants and to municipalities and unincorporated communities, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute. With a majority, do pass. Signed, Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Ferguson. SB 420 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committee.
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading reference. There are no resolutions.
Senate Bill Number 489 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Alaska Industrial Development Authority and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 490 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Alaska court system for the operations of the Alaska Commission on Judicial Conduct and providing for an effective date.
Judiciary Finance.
Senate Bill number 491 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to weights and measures and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill number 492 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to wanton waste of big game animals, wasteful take of marine mammals, providing for an effective date.
Resources Finance.
Senate Bill number 493 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to alcoholism, intoxication, and drug abuse prevention and treatment, and combining the Review Board on Alcoholism with the Advisory Board on Drug Abuse and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance, Judiciary, and Naval should look at it. Yes, Finance.
Senate Bill number 494 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the sale of timeshare programs for use, occupancy, or possession of residential property, amending the Real Estate Commission's authority to adopt regulations and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Finance, look at this, they may wish. Commerce.
Senate Bill number 495 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to registered voter information and its confidentiality.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 496 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the Commercial Fishing Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill number 497 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act creating a private cause of action relating to mobile home warranties and transferring enforcement of mobile warranties.
Commerce, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 498 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act changing the penalties for environmental pollution violations, including hazardous waste violations, and providing for an effective date.
Resources, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 499 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to motor vehicle laws.
State Affairs, Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 500 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to the reduction of litter and the recovery of materials and energy from litter and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 501 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act establishing standards of conduct for public employees in the executive branch, imposing additional reporting requirements on lobbyists under AS 2445 and public officials under AS 3950, and making additional persons subject to disclosure requirements under AS 3950.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 502 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to occupational licensing fees and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance.
Senate Bill number 503 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to hazardous waste.
Resources and Judiciary.
Those are the new bills today, Mr. President.
Resources Chairperson.
May we have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Back to order. In the last 2 days, as you know, there have been a lot of bills. The committees of first referrals, so that these bills can flow through to the committee of final referral, should be very busy. The chairman taking care of the bills in their committees, and those bills have been there for a while, to move them on if they intend to, because otherwise now, this real introduction the last 2 days is going to ball up. And they'll all end up in finance, or they'll all end up in judiciary, or the final committee of referral, be any committee in this body, and they'll plug up the action at the end of the session. They ought to be moving now on a free flow and pretty heavy committee work. Takes us to the daily calendar.
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill number 241 by Senators Krutula, Rody, Ray, Sturdalewski, Fahrenkamp, Hofford, Paul Fisher, Pettyjohn, and Moss, an act relating to adoption and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Pettyjohn and Eliason. Senator Ziegler signed, no recommendation.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I would move the judiciary substitute in lieu of the original bill.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 241, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to adoption and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for amendment. Are there amendments?
There is an amendment number one by Senator Josephson on page 3, lines 1 and 2. Delete subparagraph 9 on lines 1 and 2.
Page 3. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move the amendment. Mr. President, as I understand the bill, it's felt in the interests of parties to be able to discover their biological parents. There is a provision which provides for that, but allows the biological parent to object in writing so as to protect the privacy interests of the biological parent. But after the Judiciary Committee acted on this measure, which I support, I was contacted by some Alaskans who had concern about the first two lines on page 3, the language, whether the adopted person was legitimate at the time of adoption. And briefly, I was told that that information is not of a medical importance, that it is stigmatizing, that many states have eliminated from their statutes reference to legitimacy or illegitimacy, just as a generation ago they struck out the word bastards as a word that was inappropriate for statutory materials. And following those suggestions, I've moved to delete this language, which I think has no medical value and could be stigmatizing. And I ask unanimous consent.
No objection. Amendments adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Absence. Senator Sackett.
Obedees.
Further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Gray.
I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 241, Judiciary, as amended, to be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed in final passage.
Objection. So ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 241, Judiciary, amended, an act relating to adoption and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray.
Just a brief analysis, Mr. President, of the bill. Section 1 provides that a court order is required for the inspection of adoption or legitimation records and deletes the Bureau of Vital Records authority to adopt regulations with regard to such inspection. The reason for this is the registrar has adopted regulations contrary to the existing statute, and in order to eliminate that, we have to put it into law so that they won't do it again. Section 2 provides for access to adoption information, clarifies that the biological parent can file a statement permitting release of original birth certificates, states that if the statement has not been filed, a court order is required for release, permits the release of 8 items of non-identifying information to adoptive parent and adoptee 18 or older, requires that for adoptions after January 1984 or the effective date, the state shall provide the non-identifying information on a standard form. Requires the state registrar to attach the original birth certificate the names and address of the adoptee and or biological parents should they so request. And then enables release of name and address of adoptee to biological parent and biological parent to adoptee. Requires that anyone placing a child for adoption after the effective date provides the 8 terms items of non-identifying information to the state registrar. Requires that the Department of Health and Social Services attempt to obtain the 8 non-identifying information items, requires maintenance of the records. Section 3 amends the existing statute to provide that consent to adoption forms state the person's right to withdraw the consent and provide a copy of the consent to the person. Section 4 clarifies access to adoption records under the existing statute and provides for release of non-identifying information on request and identifying information with request. Section 5 clarifies language prohibiting release of identifying information on an adoption. And the final section, Section 6, requires the Superior Court to obtain for the state registrar 8 items of non-identifying information, statements from biological parents, whether the adoptee may have original birth certificate when 18 years of age or older, and statements indicating biological parent has been informed that the state registrar must attach the current name and address of the biological parents and or the adoptee to the original birth certificate at any time. statements of non-identifying information shall be attached to the original birth certificate. The biological parent must be given a copy of their statement regarding release of original birth certificate. The biological parent must be informed on the information they receive a copy of that they have the option of changing their mind about release of identifying information at any time. That's a brief analysis of the section by section.
Question?
Question is called for. There's no further debate, no further questions. Question is, shall sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 241 amendment pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, one excused, and one absent.
I believe there's a letter of intent, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Senator Ray, there is.
I move the letter of intent.
No objection, letter of intent has been adopted.
Then I would move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for sponsor substitute for Senate Bill 241 Judiciary Amended be considered the roll call and effective date clause.
No objection, so ordered. There are citations. If the sponsors have no objection, I'd like to be a co-sponsor of the eight student Who's Who sponsorship. I know several of those students. Without objection. Secretary, read the citations.
Citations honoring Metlakatla Chiefs, AAA state basketball champions by Senators Ziegler and Eliason and Representatives McBride and Wente. A citation honoring Julia Lothrop and Sherry Helvey, recipients of the Governor's Student Achievement Award by Senators Bennett and Fahrenkamp. A citation honoring eight students named the Who's Who among students in universities and colleges by Senators Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Halford, and Curtula. And the one left over from yesterday, honoring Melva Pipple by Representatives Liska, Locker, Phillips, Fisher, Fitz, Martin, Hayes, and Senators Hofford, Kelly, Strugulewski, and Curtula.
Senator Ray?
No other additions, Mr. President. I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
An objection. Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us down to unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator.
I would move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the Senate and a call of the Senate tomorrow and Thursday for the purpose of attending the policy committee meetings on the foundation plan in which I represent the Senate as the Senate's participant.
They're taking place in Anchorage. Without objection. Are there further motions or further items under unfinished business? Announcement of committee meetings. State Affairs.
Mr. President, State Affairs, speaking of heavy committee work, has a meeting at 3 p.m. today on Senate Bill 220, establishing a Capital Projects Advisory Commission, Senate Bill 345, relating to architects, Senate Bill 395, creating a division of EEO, HB 478, Permanent Fund Distribution Program, HB 516, appropriation for payment of a 1983 fund permanent fund dividends. The State Affairs Committee will hold a hearing in Anchorage on Friday at 1:30 at LIO on SB 345, and there will also be a hearing in Anchorage on Anchorage capital projects. They'll be held Friday morning at 10 a.m. At the Legislative Information Office in Anchorage.
Finance Chairman.
Finance Committee will meet February 20th at 9 a.m., taking up Senate Bill 350, an act creating the Alaska United States Olympic Trust Fund.
Other announcements? Transportation Committee Chairman.
Mr. President, the Highway Symposium will start today in the Baranoff Hotel Gold Room from 12 until 1:30. We have two speakers today, Jared Cheney, Western Manager, Road Information Program, and Vern Smith, President, Highway Users Federation of Alaska. This is a joint meeting that's being sponsored by the House and Transportation people. tomorrow we will continue on beginning at 12:30 tomorrow through a number of people, and I'll make a further announcement tomorrow as we get into it. But the beginning of it is today and 12:30 until 12 o'clock until 1:30, and that'll give us time enough to break and come back for the joint session.
You have the floor, Senator
Lyons. Mr. President, Labor and Commerce meeting this afternoon has been canceled due to the joint session.
Joint session. Are there further announcements of committee meetings for today? Takes us down to special orders. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to be given the privilege of the floor to make a special announcement.
You have the floor without objection.
Mr. President, next week there will be a contingent visiting at our request from the Yukon Territory. There will be a detailed agenda which will be provided, I understand, this afternoon to each member of the legislature. But on Tuesday evening, February 21st, there will be a special dinner in their honor at the Baranoff. I have been asked to try to coordinate that on the Senate side, and those people who would like to attend that, please see me as soon as possible so we can let the hotel know how many were going to be there. The cost will be $27.50.
Senator Ferguson, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. President, the Community Regional Affairs meeting at 3:15 today will be a joint meeting with the House on SJR 34 and HJR 59 dealing with the Haines annexation.
Thank you. That's the time. Senator Ray?
No other business coming before the Senate. I move that we recess to a joint session at the House 2 p.m. to hear the Honorable Ted Stevens, and after that, come back to this chambers.
It's just a skeleton session for adjournment. We're adjourned. Ray, Senate come to order. Senator Ray?
Well, let's see. Mr. President, I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Wednesday.
We are adjourned. Good to have you.